Week 1, Day 4. Dwell in the Word.
In your daily life, how often do you take time to stop and dwell? This is an invitation to embrace remaining in the Word. Sit in silence for a moment to prepare your heart to dwell in the Word of God. Jesus, help me grab a hold of you today. I need you. May I put my ear against your chest and listen without interruption to the heartbeat of God. Amen. As you listen to the scripture, think about the following reflection questions. What sparks your imagination, or what stands out to you? And where is God calling you to jump out of the boat? John 21, 4 through 12. At dawn, the disciples saw Jesus standing on the beach, but they couldn't see who he was. He called out, "Friends, have you caught any fish?" "No," they replied. Then he said, "Throw out your net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you'll get plenty of fish." So they did, and they couldn't draw in the net because there were so many fish in it. Then the disciple, whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he put on his tunic, jumped into the water, and swam ashore. The others stayed with the boat and pulled the loaded net to the shore, for they were only out about 300 feet. When they got there, they saw that a charcoal fire was burning, and fish were frying over it, and there was bread. "Bring some of the fish you've just caught," Jesus said. So Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to the shoreline. There were 153 large fish, and yet the net hadn't torn. "Now come and have some breakfast with me," Jesus said. Now that you have heard the scripture, take time to journal on the two questions to embrace dwelling in the Word. We hope this devotional doesn't end here and now. but that you continue to live it out this week. Is there a person who comes to mind when you hear the scripture? What might God be nudging you to do? To ask a question of that person? To share a story? Or maybe to seek accountability? We invite you to live it out this week. Would you pray with me? Father, help me to be still and listen, to feel your embrace, to rest in your love, and then speak to others from that place.